Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
coming out of Columbus, Georgia. And we have an imam that come on the show, Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. The imam in LaGrange, Georgia, he resides in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're here tonight to bring this message of concern and trying to put the human family back together, because this concern we're addressing have caused the human family to break up, making God and giving God an image. And the people who did that, the evil people or the evil Satan who did this, divide the human being up and make one think he's better, one less, and the, what they have done have caused a whole lot of destruction coming from one to the other. So we're here tonight. We also like to open up our talk and get it going with a prayer. This prayer is called El Fatiha. You will find it in our book called Al Quran at the opening of the ayahs and surah of the Quran. This surah is the first one. And first we would say it in the Arabic language, and the beautiful language which was given to us by Allah, trusted with Prophet Muhammad, given to the angels to Prophet Muhammad to give to us so we can have our guidance on how we supposed to operate and live our life here on this planet Earth. So we was first said in the Arabic language, then we would say it in the English translation. Humali Shaitan Rising, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinis Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladina Anta Alayhim, Ghayri Maghdubi Alayhim Walad-Dallin. I mean, the English translation. I seek protection from Allah from the rejected enemy outcast with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, or none of those who go astray. I mean. We greet you again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's not a greeting match this greeting. When you learn the meaning of this greeting, and we're going to give it to you in the Arabic language that is given to us, given to the world, the Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, may all of the prophets, may peace be upon them, all when they come among the people, they greeted the people in peace. They said, As-salamu alaykum, simply mean God's peace be unto you. Because neither of those prophets, either of the prophets, none of them ever spoke English. English was not in existence when those prophets was on this earth. So we come to you tonight in the Blog Talk Radio Station trying to clean up the problem that we see throughout the world. And that comes from that lie on God. And that lie that God Almighty, the Creator of this earth and the planets and all the universe, had a son. That is the biggest lie that has been here on this earth for too long, have caused a lot of misery, have caused more problems than we can ever imagine. God said he's one and alone. There's nothing like unto the creator of this creation. So he's not a man. He's not a woman. He is the creator of all men and women that he tests, that he put through a test. He gives them the opportunity to believe what they want to believe. But he tells them at the same time, if you believe in anything other than one God, three gods or four gods or anything other than the creator being God, then you are pagan in your religion. And that's what we see in the world today, pagans. And when you become a pagan, you're not truly a human being in your character, in your life, because anything that comes into your life, if you're not solid in believing one God, you will pick up that influence, and most time the influence is the influence of Satan itself. His job is to influence you and take you off the course which Almighty God Allah wants you on. And he know good on how to do that. He might come to you and say, yeah, you got the right religion, but you think you holier than anybody else. And then you be trying to prove that you just a normal person. So he, at the same time, he getting you off the course of being a human being. No, Allah said when you find people like that, you say, you be your way and I be mine. And this is the best way. Submitting your will to do the will of God. If one Jesus would never say it, not my will would be done, but he said God's will be done on heaven and going to be done on earth. So we thank Allah for all good. Allah said he the author of good. And he only brings good to his human creature that he tests. And his opportunity is to obey God. Even the Ten Commandments is a sample of what God expects of us. God said, thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that. He don't tell you what's going to happen to you. He said, thou shalt not steal. He don't tell you you could get killed stealing. Or you could lose your freedom for the rest of your life for stealing. You could lose your arm or eyes or ears or lose some of your body parts for trying to steal something. He don't tell you. He said, don't do it. He said, be a good mother and a father. He don't tell you that the hell you write into your home and the problem that you incur. He just said, don't do it. He ain't making you, telling you, you better not do it. He said, don't do it. And you should examine why he said, don't do it. You should say to yourself, why would God tell me something I shouldn't do? And then you will figure it out. God so love me. God so love us. Tell us what we shouldn't do. And that to keep us getting into the problem that this world offers us to get into. So we thank Allah for this Rock Talk radio station. And we open up that window that there will never be anything deserved to be worshipped besides God. Proper name is Allah, meaning the creator of this creation. He's the creator. He's above his creation. He ruled his creation by himself. He need no help. He is self-sufficient. He has no need for anything. So Allah is the greatest. And Allah is the one who gave us this life, caused these meat to be on these bones that carry the bones around. And he made us different, not despise each other. That we will be able to learn from each other. And Satan is one who put traps and pitfalls, put fences up and detours. He wants to see the human being in reverse. He don't want to see the human being going forward. And he's more cunning. The scripture calls him, he's the most cunning of all the creatures. Meaning you think that he is so nice, and he really getting ready to put his venom in you to bring you down or bring you away from Almighty God. And he's the most cunning of all the creatures. So God said, beware of Satan and his handiwork and his henchmen and all of those that he done trained to go against what Allah wants you to have. Be worthy of them. Think. Use your mind. Use your intelligence. And that's what man and woman represent. Mind represent our intelligence, and that intelligence is coming from the Creator himself. So we thank Allah for this precious Blog Talk radio station coming out of California under the guise of Hameen Muhammad. And also sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. So he's doing a good job. So we're here tonight to just share with you and hope we'll be able to change some things and make some things better. I see you on the internet where the police pulled out a man who had no legs, snatched him out of the car, and drug him to the police car after he told him he could not walk with his child in the back seat. Mm-hmm. Huh? So these evil people that we've been calling white people, Elijah said they're not white. They're so-called white. They gave themselves that excellent name, and they hadn't measured up to. And not is I haven't seen no white people, and Putin is not white, and no Donald Trump is pink and red. You see him on the TV once he get mad, he red as fire. But other than that we are all brothers. But we will never be brothers of each other and good to each other as long as they image up in the world. As long as they got everything and they have been told that God gave them to us for them to misuse us. We are the children of Ham. Long that idea is in their mind and they teaching that in school, now they want to take the theory of slavery out of the classroom here. They want African-Americans just to forget about what they done to them. They want to forget that they used to lynch us and burn us and cut our women's open and take their babies and throw them on the banks and stomp the brains out of the baby. They used to hunt crocodiles with our baby girls and baby boys, put them out there in the swamp, and the crocodile come up there to get the baby, and they catch the crocodile. They want us to forget all of that. But they want us to remember what happened in the Holocaust. They want to put the Jewish history in the Holocaust, kill so-called 6 million Jews. But when we tell them they got how many million they killed, 100 million of us, why don't they put that in the school? Because they are ashamed of what they did. Islam is on the scene and make them ashamed of what they did. And this helped them to come back to their natural self, come back to a good behavior, come back and be human beings. They don't want that. They want to keep that out of school. But the leader, followers of Iman Warshteen Muhammad, we going to keep that on their mind on how they did until they completely change so there's no more oppression coming from them. So we here tonight. This is Love Talk. We love all people that love us. God said he loves us. But Allah has more love for us because he giving us another opportunity to get this thing right, change this old ugly world and put it back as one, put it back where human beings can be human beings. So we're here tonight, and I see we got some of our co-host workers in the queue. And when turn the come in the queue, I will cut your mic on and let you begin to express yourself, just like I got through doing. Yeah, I'm trying to point out some of the evil that I see on the internet. And then one time I looked on the internet, and there they go killing a man in a wheelchair. They just open fire on a man in a wheelchair. African American. Now, the black man was shooting the gun. The black people, it was the Caucasian, the black-hearted, black-minded, ungodly people, they were shooting the gun at a brown-skinned man, and they did blow him away in a wheelchair. And they act like they got a thrill out of them. Man didn't have nothing. Told him he didn't want to talk to him. They killed the man in a wheelchair. Another thing on the internet they showing where they throw some men in a mall who had been in the army in a wheelchair, throw them all out of the wheelchair. What kind of people are you going to call them people white? Then you're going to try to tell them that you measuring up to them, to their whiteness with your blackness, and your skin is brown, your hair is black, but your skin is not black as your hair, but you say, I'm black, I'm a black man. We are messed up as a people. And we're gonna do like our leader said, a change got to come. So I'm gonna bring my brother up from Columbus, Georgia, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, my dear brother. Okay,
sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Well,
you got 15 minutes. Go ahead. You got it.
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace and blessings be on everybody in the queue, and especially those who you are out of the queue. And out of the queue means that, not necessarily mean that you have to be some other nationality or have some other way of life, because we as Muslims, we're out of the queue, you know, except for those who are trying to get in the queue, you know. And the way to get back into the queue is that we have to, just like the brother was just saying, the only way out of this situation is halal. The human being who comes to the understanding that there's only one way we're going to be successful in this reality we're in, and if we just do only what Allah permits. Nothing else, you know. You know, Allah doesn't permit you to sacrifice your life for another human being who don't bow down like you. Matter of fact, it might be time to make sure that you don't bow down, you know, to a certain degree. And it don't have to be much. If Allah tells us that if your belief, your faith is even smaller than a mustard seed, you stand a chance. But by this being a duality reality, that also means that if your hatred, if your evilness is small as a mustard seed, you're going to hell. It's nothing but to taste it, just to put it on your tongue. You got to get some of it. Knowing how just Allah is, and that's just. You know, if you got someone who's just as much against you as they are for you, that's balanced. And all you got already got a natural inclination to lean toward the one who's trying to support you. And we're not that blind where we can't see when people mean what they say. Why do we know that? Because we used to be liars. We used to hope. We used to wish that what we're getting ready to say out of our mouth, we would be able to keep it. Look how long ago we learned that our word is our bond. And look how far away we have gotten from it. Can you imagine a person who loves Shaitan, how much of a liar he or she is? Boy, I mean, they way out there. It ain't going to be no overnight conversion. And just like Allah didn't want Ibrahim to sacrifice Ishmael, and by the way, if we look at things the way we look at them right now in this world, Remember, Ishmael was an African, part African. And, you know, and back in them days, if they thought like we thought, that means he was a slave. He came from a slave mother. So Allah has been merciful to us and let us see how far back this racism has been in the lives of the human beings. It made Ibrahim go looking for some help. It made Ibrahim, it made all the prophets of Almighty God Allah in their prayers that they didn't even know that they was making, was trying to get away from this racism. In prayer, racism and who's better than who. Because remember, this stuff all starts with Satan. It just ain't started 500 years ago or 5,000 years ago. It started with Satan. When he told Adam, I'm better than God because I can give you a better life than your creator. So when we look at the scheme of why this message of concern is so important to deal with all forms of imagery, because that's the way Satan speaks to us, by Allah's mission. He has the right to come into our conscience, into our unguarded innocence, and give us a picture of something that he swabbed down is right. You should bow down to him. He's the white man. You know how he used to make us do the same thing? Talking on the level of language we've been used to. Boy, don't do that. You know that white man will kill you. Boy, don't do that. Boy, don't do that because the white man will do this to you. It ain't changed. We still have our intellect now telling us that. We say we have become so hypocritical that when we are with ourselves, we say we believe, and then when we get around a little opposition or a little pressure, we tell the white man or those who are under here got the same mentality that you identify inside of him, say, no, we with you. You know. Can you imagine what kind of human being could walk into the masjid, make salat, and go right outside and light a cigarette? Knowing Allah said, you know, do not kill yourself. Anyway, shape, form, fashion. Remember, we are not safe until we establish La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Dar Rasulullah, salat, zakat, Ramadan, and if we're blessed after getting all of that position of getting all the rewards from Allah for being such a good servant, we go to Allah's house and thank him for it. With all the other believers who have been successful enough to where Allah has rewarded them on many levels of how to make that hard. Because remember, Allah has made it so that those who can't make it because of economic or any other reason, you can still make hajj. Even means sending someone else for you. But the most important to understand is that everybody is there because they have been striving to the full human potential to try to get back and get in position to go to Allah's house and make sajda. We got to establish allow, and those who don't want to do it, and we are not dumb. That's one thing we can say one night. When Allah woke us up and set us free, like he did Bilal, like he set Ishmael free when he told his father, you don't have to kill him. Don't sacrifice this man right here. This slave and this slave woman, look at the history that I'm going to give them of being productive. And Hagar, by Allah's permission, established a community right quick just with some water. Just from the gift of water from Allah. A whole community developed around there. When we're talking about commerce and industry. And she had to do it on her own. And her faith in Allah. Alhamdulillah. We got all clear guidance to establish halal. That everybody can identify with. And we can't afford to keep on acting like we ain't 70 and 80 years old. How old do we have to be in the light of this truth, in the light of the guidance of Quran, in the example of the most excellent mode of how to worship Allah? And we've been educated by Allah and his messenger. And also, every 100 years, send us an inspiration in another human being right in our time period. That's how merciful Allah is. And that's the kind of mercy he wants us to first establish to ourselves. From the individual to the community believer to the world of believers. Allah said, take this mercy and save your own soul first. So that people will beg and fight to get the mercy of Allah upon them like we're doing. We fighting every day trying to keep his mercy on us. I mean, every day. And fight off all of these schemes and all these things that come to our mind that just steal a day from us, a week from us, a year from us, before we even know it. And then when we sit back and reflect, when Ramadan come around, we say, wow, Satan took that much time away from me. I might have more faith in this coming month, but have I really produced, established al-Islam? Have I really established halal? Have I established for real my shahada to where I mean it? And I'm not hypocritical, because either you halal or either you are hypocrite. There's no percentage of impurity in halal. It's pure. To where even you can't come in there and pretend like you halal. And then go back out with the haram and tell them that I'm with you. They both going to know that you lying. The wise amongst them. He said, man, that brother's a Muslim and don't know it. He keep coming out here lighting up a cigarette, or he keep coming out here trying to get along with us and everything, because, you know, he's still the kind of dependent upon the knowledge that we have, that he come out and tell us that he with us. And I can see all his face. Look how nice he looks. Look how he done changed since he started going to learn about that God called Allah. When he started trying to follow that knowledge of a Prophet Muhammad, he think we don't see that change. And then on the flip side, we're saying to ourselves in our du'as for each other, does that brother really think that just because he done said the shahada and he said, assalamu alaikum, that we can't see that he still has jahiliyyah on his mind, in his deeds and actions, in his dress? How can the people who say they Muslim come in the masjid with shorts on, knowing that our women are behind them, might be looking at the crack in their rump? How can we really convince ourselves that brother's in control of his progress, his effort to go toward what he allowed? When I know 2 years ago, 3 years when he first came here, he came to the masjid with respect. He was dressed nice. He even came a couple times in a suit when he first started coming. Now he's all the way down to knee length shorts and a t-shirt? Is that the way he come to Juma? Or she come with her scarf half on, half off? Tight pants on underneath a big shirt? We can't be blind. That's what they mean by blind faith. When the truth is right there in your face and you won't say nothing about it. Privately, over the roster like you should. Zuma's supposed to address the problem we have. How in the world can we be having all of these problems we have? And we might come to them for Zuma and hear about something that ain't got nothing to do with the problem that community is suffering from or the individuals in that community are suffering from. And we have a clear understanding because we see what that does to people who are Christians, who are Buddhists, who are Hindus. Can you imagine a Christian coming into a church that he or she used to go to 20 years ago, and they used to be come down and warn their congregational members about homosexuality, and now 20 years later, they come in there and a homosexual sitting right next to them. They act like he ain't even there or she ain't even there. And it's happening in all ways of life. Because Shaitan is busy. He's trying to get everybody, be they Hindu, Jindu, drug addict, wine here. He happy. But he first got to deaden your system. He first had to make you have eyes and can't see. You sit next to a brother in Salat and you can smell the cigarettes on his breath. Or you sit next to a brother in church and you can smell he got alcohol on his breath. But by the fact you have lost that scheme that Allah wanted to shake down, well, I have a hard time pronouncing that word, but what it boils down to, he's tired of soul hatred between you that you won't even say nothing. Brother probably had a drink just before he come in, got out of his car at the mass, at the church or whatever. And sometimes, even at the mass, yeah. Because I'd have been around him, brother, I'd have smelled with alcohol on the breath. But I made sure after Juma, I hinted about it, or I told him, I made it clear. Even what number, brother, you get yourself together, man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, brother? Well, nothing. You know what I'm talking about, man. Go ahead on. Leave it at that. He can smell the alcohol on his breath like you can. So you ain't got to get in no cat-and-mouse game with him. We got our way out already. When the Lord bless us,
with
the permission to come and bear witness that there's no God but him.
1 minute.
And that Muhammad is the messenger. It don't get no better than that. Freedom. Justice. Equality. If you stay focused. And you won't let no man or no woman or no nothing put what Allah permits asunder. Especially if it's a gift to you, to us, to her, to the kids. How are we going to let Shaitan keep come and take the gift from Allah? From us. And in return, tell us and promise us that he's going to give us something better. How can his haram money be better than our halal money? Ain't no way. Ain't no way he can recreate anything that Allah has done. And we the best of creation? Let him talk us into thinking that he got something better. May Allah's peace and blessing be on us and continue to help the believers believe more in being with each other so that we can deal with this message of concern without putting no burden on others who might not can do it right now at this time, but they might want to support it some other kind of way. Inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I say, thank you, Brother Muhammad. Excellent talk. Thank you. Okay, we got Brother Suja in the queue. We'll bring him on. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, Well, you got it, my dear brother. I'm doing it live.
I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I also testify that Prophet Muhammad is a human being. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant, and he was a seal of the prophet. Peace and blessing be upon our prophet. Our Prophet Muhammad, and all those other great men that served Allah, that worshiped Allah, gave their prayers, and did the work, took the truth that Allah gave them, and stood up with the truth. They didn't use no other means, had no fear in them. They didn't have no fear. None of God's prophet had fear in them. They weren't put in a position where they tried to put them in position, where they are backed down from the truth, from standing up on the truth. A whole lot of people speak the truth. The truth is the most powerful thing, is one of the most powerful things on earth. The truth. And it's easy to see. We can listen to a person, what they say, and when they get through talking, we are able to see the truth. We are able to understand what they're saying. But the responsibility is, could we stand up? And back up the truth. Could we stand with the truth? Believe it or not, one of the reasons that we love those prophets, because they spoke the truth. And we see the power in the truth. Whole lot of power. Imam Wafdi Muhammad, I was reading here where he talked about respect. You know, and he was talking about the message of concern. You know, and he said, out of respect for man's creator. He wasn't talking about for the sun creator or for the moon creator. You know, he was talking about out of respect for man's creator. The one that we give reverence to. The one that man pray to. The one that man put forth in front of everything. We recognize. Man recognized that it's God, it's the Creator that dues all respect. You know, and we have the human being is one that pay this type of open respect and acknowledgement every day, all day, and he gives his whole life to the Creator. There's no one else deserve worship other than the Creator. There's no one else that that he would bow down to. So the Imam asked the question in reference to man. He asked the question, what would happen if people were sitting in church throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man? As Savior of the world before them. Now that's put that picture before you. The Imam is asking the question, and his subject is man. And he's talking about an image. He said, what would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as Savior of the world before them? So the Imam is saying that he's talking about putting before the world man as God. This is what this sentence is talking about. Teaching peoples, or teaching the world, or putting man before the people as the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And he's talking to the people. He's talking to the peoples, but he asked the question that what would happen if we put up a man? Then he asked the question. He said, what would this do to the minds of the world's children? Now you got a man up in front of you. He said, what would happen with this do to the world's children? What would happen to the world's children if you put up a man in front of him as the Savior of the world? Now, you know, we got different nationalities. Caucasian, African-American, Indian, Japanese, Chinese, Mexican. He's getting down to that. about the race. He said, what would happen to the world children put up on a figure of a particular race? Particular race. African-American race, Caucasian race, Japanese race, all these different races. He said, what would happen to the world children? Put up on the figure of a particular race. Now, he already said that, asked the question, what would happen if what would happen to the mind of the world children? And he already established that the image is a man. What would happen to the world children put on the figure of a particular race presented pitiable and in pain, and the Savior of all men? That's clear. Are we talking about Caucasians? Are we talking about African American? Are we talking about Japanese or Chinese? No, we talking about any one of them. All racial images. It just so happens they have a Caucasian. The Caucasian race is presented as God in the flesh, as the Son of God. So the Imam said, "Well, I'm going to tell you what the Quran says, not what I say. So I'm going to read to you what he said, addressing this problem from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan wazim. Surah 3, ayah 64. Say, O peoples of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God." We know they don't set a man out there in front of the people. That we associate no partners with him. God don't say that God got a partner. That's three gods. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim bound to God will. Man says civilized nation to want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. Remember, you're talking about putting a man before you. That's the question. That's the subject. We don't know God. We are only men. Mortal for mortal, he, Allah, created. Quran. We got Quran in the Quran. I came to you in peace. I'm leaving in peace. If I sell them, it ain't coming.
Well, look, I shall am. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we got another person in the queue, They have turned on their Macs and going to bring them in. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they're about to ask me. I had to switch phone. I had to switch phone because my grandson was hadn't needed the other phone.
Oh, okay, okay. Well,
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, since you're there, let me give you 15 minutes. Go ahead. Somebody else, raise their hand.
Oh.
Go ahead.
All right. Inshallah, Bismillah, your man, Mirahim. Reflection. When we share with the world this wonderful reality of finding out who created us, you know, how we can, from this day forward, stay free from all the terrible images that have been put in our forefathers' minds, our mothers and fathers, grandfathers, great-fathers, you know, in all people. And when we get the standing on the truth to tell everybody, especially ourselves, it's like your brother was talking about what Imam, the point of Imam Muhammad was driving, you know, about domestic concern comparison. Don't let no man get in this position into dictating to you that he has some kind of special ties with Almighty God Allah. And we also know that if we could share with the world and share with the world, when they see our unity, our humane unity with each other, came about because when we, whatever name that Shaitan put on the human family, and those of us who are Allah blessed to turn the light on so we can see how we can become clearly who he created us to be and no longer be what Shaitan was trying to make us be. That there's no racism in Al-Islam. And we do diligently battle every time we see it pops his head up. Because we have to remember that every human being, by Allah's permission, gets the opportunity to become aware of who their creator is and who created them. That they're no longer what they were before they came in Al-Islam. They're no longer of any color. They are no longer of any nationality. And as we grow and get a better understanding, they were no longer a part of any culture that was established for them by the Shaitan many, many, many years ago. They have become free from all of those false identities and perceptions and things given to us by the real slave master, Shaitan. And he tried to do and make us bow down to him like the way Allah told him to bow down to us. Everybody's free when they become Muslim. And so a Muslim has to live equality. He or she has to live it. What we're going through, this struggle we're going through right now, is we're trying to figure out how to go through this period of purification with these strong historical perversion of our hearts, of our emotions, and our intellect, and all these false ties that we even have with our mothers and fathers, with our uncles and cousins. See, we still don't need that influence, and we know it, and we try to go about it in a very diplomatic way. But once you become a Muslim and become a human and become a part of humanity, Allah say, I have completed my favor on you as a great reward. I'm giving you peace, freedom, justice, equality that I'll protect until the day I let you enter the afterlife. So when those who are under the image of whatever, or illusion of whatever, when they see us living and no longer carries the chains or the yoke of skin color, hair color, dress, ideas, mentality, because now we have given our soul, given our will, and given our intellect, we didn't give it back to our Creator. And we're going to do His will. We're going to do whatever He says from this reality that we're in as human beings from this point on to the best of our human pure potential. People will see then, oh, I'm Muslim. Now I know what they mean when they say we all are created Muslim. I say when you get there, you really are no longer under the influence of the shaitan, the schemes of the shaitan, the false image of shaitan, the false worship of shaitan, the false light. Like Martin Luther King said, I've been to the mountaintop, free at last, free at last. And that's why he could see that equality. Becoming a Muslim would set you totally free. I mean, everybody already knows you cannot be what Allah has revealed to us and nobody's able to ever dispute it. You can't be no Muslim if you're a Christian. You can't be no Muslim if you are a Hindu. You can't be no Muslim if you're a drug addict. Now, put away. You can't be no believing Muslim. You can't be a mukmin. Let me get that straight. Mukmin. You can't be that if you that. So we had to show people to take them chains off of their mind, take them chains off of their intellect, take them chains off of their emotions, take them chains off of their heart, and become clearly. You know how people when they go, that's a big compliment when somebody tell you, man, I can see through you. He or she just don't know what they're saying, and have given you a great compliment when they tell you that you are clear. I see where you're coming from. I see what you're doing. But the most of things is to reach that development where the brother or the sister give each other a compliment by saying, I can see you clearly now. Like that brother said, what he said, I can see clearly now. Because that lets them know, especially when they follow our lifestyle, we pray, we do this, we do that. That's why some of them say, I want to fast with y'all. I like that you're always making sure that y'all letting people know that you pray, not just only five times a day, but all the time. Would y'all call them duas? Y'all try to stay in remembrance of Almighty God, the Creator, as much as you humanly can, and to be responsible or be in a state of taqwa to be regardful of that. We are making it easy on them who Allah has intended. Only Allah can make Muslims. So we should not try to put a whole lot of bunch of time, like Allah said. Don't coerce nobody. Don't give nobody no reason to be a Muslim because I might not, at this time, want them to be a Muslim. Then you frustrate them. You're putting a burden on them that they can't bear. We heard people say that. I said, man, I wish I could be a Muslim member. And you know, that old favorite quote they always say, man, I just can't give up that pork right now. That's a burden on a human being like that. He know that God in his mind, not in my mind, but in his mind, he know God is judging him. The angels are right now what he's doing wrong, his weaknesses, etc. And he said, and I'm only doing it because I can't give up this pork. Just deliver the message. It's clear the Lord will bless us too with the intention that's in each and every one of us' heart and in each and every one of us as a community. The model, example, our Allah's example of how a human being should function in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those believing supporters, because Allah says there's the Mujahideen. So we're supposed to honor and respect that, that extra extension of mercy to the human family from Allah, where he raised one from amongst them every certain time period. Alhamdulillah. The help you give back to the model example. So you won't have no excuse to say you didn't know. So again, those of you out on the outside this cube, regardless of what your nationality is, what your religious faith is, inshallah, this message of concern will set you free to come and be in true equality world, where the human being is striving with each other to be each other's brother and sister for real. Where the human beings are working together because they don't longer have no skin color problem. They don't longer have no any kind of problem. They are busy trying to love one another like they love their own. They're trying to be human. That could be one of the definitions of the word human. To love for yourself, love it for someone else too. So we want them, you to understand that we didn't choose to be a model example of what we're trying to be a model example of in our different stages, our different degrees. But don't you know it's a mercy when Allah, if someone, when they read our Baqarah, they can see they can be a fornicator, they can be this, but there's the opportunity now to grow into being a honorable model example of the servant of Almighty God, the creator of all the world, for your children, for your next door neighbor's children. One time they called you a dope addict. And Satan still do that. People sometimes ain't had to drink 50 years, they still got to testify, well, it's been 20 years since I've been sober. He still got them responding, trying to shame them about what they used to be 20 years ago. And they don't know how to drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When I'm cut free, you put them chains off of you. He can come out and shake them chains at you or whatever he wants you to make you want to turn and look back at and try to put some fear back in your heart, defending you about what he going to do if you slip again. For one thing, we want him to turn around. We try to stay on the mustaqim, the straight way. There's no reason to turn around if you're on the straight way. There ain't no reason to look left or right. I look back. And anybody who's behind you, if they are behind you, because like I said, you shouldn't look back. If you know they're on the straight way just like you are, they're supposed to be doing the same thing. They're supposed to be moving forward. All they're supposed to see is the back of your head. And that's why they said the quickest way to paraphrase the truth is a straight line. And we on that straight line. This is the quickest way to get to your destiny. So we have to ask Allah to bless us, to help those of us in the cube and out of this cube, that you're already on the straight way. You ain't got to talk to nobody to your left. You ain't got to talk to nobody that you gave them a salam. But you got to stay focused. You got to keep yourself forward. Behind who's leading you in prayer. Your immediate human example, your imam or whoever is leading prayer at the time, all the way up to following and the person in front of you, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah be pleased with all of them, people who have that wonderful responsibility. Like we have right now here speaking on this message of concern. We have to remind you outside of you, what we're saying to you, it goes triple for us. It goes triple for us. We're trying to save our own soldiers like we're trying to, by Allah's permission and by Allah's command to us, to make sure you have all the knowledge to save your own soul too, of what's really going on in this reality that we have as human beings. So just take that one off. You got up on that cross. Take that human, the one who called itself this, like Allah says in the Hobbit, he said, those of you who get authority by nepotism. See, nepotism doesn't have to mean blood ties. Any person who has some kind of way put themselves in a position where they had a click to put them into a high appointment, you don't know what you get into when you do that, guy. And the believing people are not supposed to support that type of appointment. Can't nobody give you no right to be in charge of something that deals with people's lives except Almighty God Allah. And he's already laid it out how you are supposed to be a leader. His leader. The leader. So we pray a lot that this message of concern, we want you to understand, those of you outside the queue and those of us inside the queue. There ain't no doubt in this. This is the way we have to save our soul. May Allah be peace, 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 peace. Thank you, man. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam. Allahu Akbar. Thank you. Thank Brother Suja for the excellent talk.
Alhamdulillah.
See me, ma'am, up there.
Allahu Akbar.
See the Imam Ibrahim up there. So,
did you say
bless Brother Suja? Yeah, okay, well, let's see what we got in. Okay, bring, Brother Ibrahim, he came off. I guess I'll go to Brother Suja, the other co-host worker, Suja. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja Muhammad.
As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam.
Alhamdulillah. If Brother Imam want to say something, I'm going to yield. Praise be to Allah. I always want to hear him.
Well, I want to hear him too, but I think he went off. I see Brother Amin is on. Brother Amin, you want to... You have anything to say right now? He do. So I'm going to turn this mic on. Inshallah, hey, he go. Let's go, Brother Amin.
Hey, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. How you doing?
Good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin. Iyaka nabudu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Rabbi Medina amta alayhim. Gabriel maghdubi alayhim wa ladaleen. Ameen. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I'm at
As-salam.
It's been raining. Alhamdulillah, it's been raining out here in California. It's raining. We got a nice, not a summer rain, but it was raining, and the sun was out.
I heard, know? Yes, sir.
And, I got Brother Rashad with me here. You know, me and him talking about architecture, you know, because Rashad is a great architect.
Yeah, I heard, yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir, something like a brother.
Well, they got slam, Brother Rashad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we're talking about, you know, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com, that we need to stay on it. We need to keep our children's education in line. We need to talk about business. We need to just keep rolling. I know it's tough on all of us. So much, you know, African American needs so much. We need so much. We was done so bad and left behind and put behind. But we need to just keep on rolling. We're getting older. our health may be, you know, but we need to just keep it up anyway. Keep fighting. All praise be to the Lord. That's what me and Rashad are talking about right now. We're talking about various things that we have to do, and one of the things that we have to do is keep our children in mind. You know, you just can't shove them because, man, it'd have been a man. You know, some of us came into Al-Islam when we was 18 and 19 and 20 and 28, everything. But just think, if we'd have come into Al-Islam when we was children. And not had to go into these liquor stores and grow up drinking wine and taking Red Devils and all that stuff when we was children and learning all that kind of crazy stuff in the streets about women and girls and how the girls are supposed to take care of us and we supposed to be, you know, walk with a limp because I'm a pimp and all that kind of stuff. All that stuff, that destructive devil stuff that we was coming up with that Christianity couldn't solve for us. Christianity couldn't do nothing for us because the Christianity was, you know, was too busy trying to save itself. You know, it was so confusing, had a cracker for a savior. You know what I mean? And I mean, hey, you know, and it had the world upside down and topsy turvy. You know what I mean? And this is what we had to grow up with and try to develop into strong men and strong women, and also to teach our children from the time that they are 4 or 5 years old, 5 years old, little Billy, little Johnny, or Raheem, or Wazir, whatever, you know, your job, little 5-year-old, is to be a father. Your job is to be a good daddy. You know what I mean? Even though he's calling me daddy now, I'm daddy and I'm supplying him, but teach him from day one his role. You know what I mean? That he's a provider. He's the one who go out in the woods or out in the streets or whatever and go get it for his family. Teach him that from the time he's 4 or 5 years old, you know what I mean, instead of teaching all that kind of stuff that I heard, you know what I mean, from the boys in the street and all like that and whatever, you know. All praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. It's so great to be a Muslim now, know the truth, but we need to put this truth in these children. It's these children.
Yes, sir.
No, as best we can, as hard as we can, as fast as we can. No, alhamdulillah. All right, bro. So I turn it back over to you, brother Akbar. You're doing a great job. All praise be to Allah. And
thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Be safe.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'm gonna stay right here. Yeah, I'll turn it back over to you, though, brother.
Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you. Brother Ibrahim, he came on and went back off. So I'm gonna turn it back over to my good brother Sujah Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Sujah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Walaikum assalam. I had it on mute. Walaikum assalam. Always good to hear from you all. Praise be to Allah, brother you and brother Rashad, and you, brother Amin. Yeah, y'all keep on moving, and that's the way we got to do. You know.
Yes, sir.
We got to keep moving. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I testify and bear witness that there is only one Creator, Alhamdulillah, and Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet, seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. Praise be to Allah. You know, Allah blessed me to have children during the time I was missing. You know, and
that was born in Islam. Just the point that Brother Amin was making. You know, they was born in Islam. And during that time, I was working for myself. I was working for myself, and they got a chance to see me provide, you know, and progress working for myself, not working for the white man of the working for nobody. I was working for myself, you know. You know, I told my children, I said, look here, we send y'all to college, but we're not sending y'all to college to come out of college and looking for a job. Ain't nothing wrong with working for somebody, but not all your life. Not all your life, especially when you done went to school, you know, to be able to do better, you know. And it's time. It's time for the young people to establish businesses. You know. I mean you want your children to do more than what you did. The work that and the struggle that you did, and you want to establish them where they wouldn't have to go through what I went through. You know, their mother and I went through. You see, we want them to have a better life, and the grandchildren have a better life, and not so much of a good life. You know, that they don't want to do nothing. They lay back and get drunk and enjoy the good things of life and keep up with sports, you know, and drive pretty cars and talk slick, you know. You know, we want them to fall in and help the next generation. That's what African American people got to get. They got to see that when we pass the ball to them, they got to build those olive trees for the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, make it easy for them. Make it easy for them because we know that we have something to contribute. We know that African American has something to contribute, and when I listen to my children, even my son Tariq, when I listen to him on the Friday, I feel good, you know, he can deal with opposition. He can deal with Shaitan, you know. I don't try to just put Shaitan out to him. Matter of fact, he don't even want me to do that, you know. He knows he's got this, and that's the main thing that I try to teach my children is to think. Be able to think for yourself. Be able to think for you. Even if I bring you something, you know, don't just swallow it down without looking into it. You know, because I might miss something. You know, my daughter. My children, all my girls, oh, man, I'm real proud of them. Real proud of them. I got one daughter
retired from the military. She retired after 20 years and about 6 months in the military. And if you see her, she don't be like she's been in, she don't even look like, you know, she's been nowhere 20 years. 20 years. Retired in the military. You know, and she was born in Islam. Born in Islam. Born in Atlanta, Georgia. Tariq born in Chicago. Graduated from the school there in Atlanta. You know. So I got other girls did the same thing. You know, I got a girl, she's a scientist. Janet. She's an administrator on her job right now, you know, most of my children are real smart. I thank a lot for that. You know, I hear you all talking about the children, the grandchildren, things like that. I know. I said, boy, they happy. They happy because the children in Islam, they want to be somebody. And they're not going to take what we took. You can already tell that. They're not going to take what we took. I was talking to today to a person and was telling them, I said, one of the main problems is that this leadership here in America, they don't want to share in the wealth. I said, that's one of the main problems. I said, if we ever see them sharing in the wealth, then we can say all praise due to God. You know, because God bless all good. He blesses all good. You know, and the main effort. If you study the scripture, they try to not allow our young people to go into business, to establish business. Pharaoh was to kill all the young males and let the women folks live. They don't want us to go into business. You know. We got so many young people in business right now, you won't believe it. Muslims have their own business. We got two brothers. I forgot their name. They know me. I know their father. They know my children. All of them friends. But they have the business. One of the title of the business is that we buy black, you know, and they are real respectable. The father and everybody, they real respectable. At least they respectable to me. And it's just good. The young peoples in business. And developing and going somewhere. Brother Waleed, Shamsuddin, a good friend of mine, Brother Shamsuddin, the one that has all the fish places there in Atlanta, you know, and other cities he got fish places, you know. That's his son, Waleed. I think he opened the burger place, Agba?
Supreme Burger.
Supreme Burger. Yes, sir. Brother, good brother. Good, real respectable. I know it's true. He came to my restaurant there and brought all the family. I was so happy, you know, there in Atlanta. And, and, I had quite a few brothers that came. Agbayam used to come to my restaurant all the time. Him and Sister Daya. You know, they truly supported me, you know. And Brother Shuaib, I was glad to see him walking there. He didn't want to leave. He came in there with Brother Sharif's son. I can't think his name. Brother Sharif, the brother that was a musician there in New Orleans. He passed. Big brother. Brother Sharif. His son. I know both of his sons, you know. He brought him to my restaurant and they sit down and enjoy themselves. I used to have the Nation of Islam brother used to come in. They come in. You know, I was at the masjid talking here in Baton Rouge. And a brother was telling me that about a restaurant he went to in Atlanta, and that they served the best barbecue that they had ever eaten. I said, "What's the name of it?" He said, "Shujah Barbecue." I said, "That's me."
Long way up.
They were fired up. They were fired up. Praise be to Allah. I ain't bragging. All praise is due to luck, you know. But I try to do something different. I try to do something different and do it the best I could, you know. I had brothers come from Chicago, used to bring me cases of ribs. I would get my ribs out of Wisconsin. I saw a halal rib that had been approved. I tried to stay halal. That was one of the main things. I don't think in no cases that I sold the public meat that wasn't halal. Alhamdulillah. If I didn't have it, I was out of it. But I always kept it. It praise be to Allah. So it can be done, and I thank Allah for blessing me and able to say what I'm saying, I know Tyreek told me, my son Tyreek told me that said, "Dad, you're gonna be proud of him." Put us on we and one thing they're doing right now, they are investing. He said, "We invest, Mahathan, all my other children, they invest, they put money away, but they invested." You know, so we ain't planning on seeing any type of progress from that investment until 5 years, 5 or 6 years. So they not investing and want to see progress right in the next day or the next year. They said 5 or 6 years. I said, "That's good." I said, "All praise be to Allah." So let's encourage these young people to go into business alhamdulillah, it's time for us to really relax and take it easy a little bit. You know, and travel a little bit and go somewhere, you know. So we thank you. We pray that we said a few words that encourage us, you know, to establish businesses and help our young folks progress. I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. For Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Praise due to Allah. If I had anything, do with it. I was been in that restaurant and it would still be him. I would have been in there yesterday and today if I had anything to do with it. I hate to see that restaurant leave without 10, 12 more to replace it. Like it. That was the best barbecue, restaurant I ever been into.
My children told me, said, "Dad, you know, you got to take it easy." I didn't want to take it easy.
I'm talking about the talent that you got, that you could put children in front of you and train them to do just about everything, you know. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Not that you had doing the work. I know that is out of the question. You don't need all the work you can do. But you can always be an instructor, a teacher. So, let me bring Imam Ibrahim back up and Ibrahim in and see what he had to say. Brother Ibrahim, been waiting in the wings. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, you heard Brother Imam, Brother Amin. So you got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I saw him make it.
Well, they got the name.
Yes, sir. Now, I know we only have a few minutes, and all I want to say is I've been witness nothing different to worship alone, and I've been witness that Muhammad, to whom the last revelation came through, is his messenger and the seal of the prophet. I just want to echo out what his brother never said about the business aspect and really trying to entice our children to stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, King, the straight path. And I believe with us being in their life still, we get them that kind of support. They would go maybe 10 times farther than we went. And all we ask them just allow us to be a guide to them in the religion. When the business aspect come about, we can also sit as a council member with them to ensure that the business go right. Now, we say we're trying to establish all our business halal. So we wouldn't let them get so far out there where they can get items and stuff to bring into the store that is not right. They mean that we can be like inspectors for them to help them. Like Suja say, the meat that he was bringing in was halal. Nothing brought in the store meat-wise was halal. And that's a good point. But we have to find some people with that kind of mind how to slaughter the animal, make sure the meats are clean and not filled with all them enzymes and hormones and all that crap, and bring the meat in. So, I mean, the type of minds that Allah blesses with now over the year, I believe truly we have everything that it takes to make the world that we're trying to build successful. It'll be successful because it's based on La ilaha illallah. Nothing deserves worship but Allah and the Muhammad Rasulullah. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Like I said, as long as we keep our life with those two principles and practice them, spread them through the world, or echo them out, brother, we're going to be successful. Success is already at our fingertips. It's right there. We can never see everything that Allah has for us. That's why Allah tells us perseverance, prayer, and patience. Allah asks us the Quran to do that. So once you do the thing that he's asking you to do, Allah's going to bless you. He already said that. We saying that because we don't want to get sidetracked. We don't want anything to come among us and sidetrack us. We're going in a good direction. We're going forward. We don't need nobody to pull it on us, suggesting weak ideas to us. You know, even though they got money, that won't mean anything to us when we keep Allah in our mind in the example of Prophet Muhammad. And we've seen that in our leader, even awarded to Muhammad. People came to him with money, and he turned it down. And we had to take on that same example. Yeah. Our examples had already been set for us, and those who were before us, they set an excellent example. So we're following that example now, but what makes it more better now is because we followed that example, and then when Allah brought us to Quran and the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet, we latched on to it. Look how far we are now. And all we ask of Allah is to bless us. I give my mom and say, it may take another 400 years for us to get to that state, a period again. But what we want to do, we're asking and begging Allah, pleading Allah, just to bless us, get the land to establish homes on, have a gas station, a medical center, you know, a supermarket, an animal on the land, a little slaughterhouse that we can do for ourselves. So when Allah do pull us across, that our children got something that we're left to keep on going. And then let their children, when your great-great-great-great-grand on down the line, be able to look back, like we looking back 1,443 years, what Prophet Muhammad them did, let them look back 1,400, and somehow you'll say, those are our grandfathers and our grandmother, and this is what they done. If it wasn't for them, keeping the mindset that they had to stay on the right path and establish some kind of businesses, establish some kind of community, for us, we wouldn't have had that example to follow. But since we had that example, look right now, look what we done built. And we were told we got 5 hospitals now and 5 major cities. You know, we got our own car manufacturer. We got our own pharmacy. These are the things that we would like to see. So these things are in our prayer. They're like, we are the answer to the prayers of our ancestors. So we want our children to look back and say, what? They are the answers to our prayer. And our prayers are leading right up to what we're saying. We're knocking on the door of success. We want to establish something by Allah. So if we leave here tomorrow today, it's something that's established for them to come and latch on to and keep going. This is what we're trying to do now. Yeah, we're talking. And I haven't read nothing in the Quran where it said don't talk. Everything I read in the Quran, it suggests that you have a wholesome relationship with your brothers and your sisters, because you don't know the precious idea that Allah going to bring out of each and every one of us to say, there it is right there. That's what we're looking for. And then we can pass it on down to our children. So we have 7 minutes. I'm going to pause right here, just give someone, you know, time to come in and say a few words before we close out. But that's where we're at now. We ain't got nothing to fear. But fear itself, and I try to put in my psyche, I'm too old to fear now. Only thing I fear is Allah. And what would happen if we don't latch on to this mission and propagate it like Prophet Muhammad and his Sahaba did? That's what I'm afraid of. So I can't use peace, brothers and sisters. I'm going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, Brother Imam. Well, now I think we've got Muhammad Sharif. I shall make him, brother. I'm gonna call you, brother Ibrahim, brother Muhammad Sharif. I see you raised his hand, so he has something to say. Assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad Sharif.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam, Akbar, and everyone else.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You got it, brother. You raised your hand. You got it.
You know, I've been listening every night. So okay. Anyway, I want to say something about Suja before he got off. And then we said his board had retired from the military. So I wanted to ask him what branch was she in.
So I guess she was in the Army.
You do,
military.
Masuja, you hear me?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was asking which restaurant service she was in, retired from.
Yeah, she was in the military. You know, she was in the, I guess you call it military?
Yeah, right. The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, which branch?
Army.
Well, she was in the Army, right.
Yes.
What I think she should do is keep up, that is, to have a time, to have Army Times magazine. So I was military, to the Air Force Times myself. So anyway, you have all branches have a magazine that comes out, and that keep her right up to date exactly what the military is doing now. The machinery, the aircraft, and everything, the school programs, quite a bit. Just tell us what's going on and put in her, the Army Times, and that'll tell us how she is. Army Times.
Yes, sir. She was in 12 different countries.
She was in 12 different countries,
for real. Yeah, yeah. And she stayed in Belgium 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, she lived there in Belgium 4 years, and she had, mm-hmm. she liked the food there in Belgium. So she gave me some ideas, and I told her I'm definitely gonna use. You know,
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was a sergeant also. You know.
She was a sergeant.
Yeah, yeah. That was at the last part of the 20 mm-hmm. years she became a sergeant. But yeah, she was all that time she was over. She was over the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
She was head of the equipment. She handled
mm-hmm.
all the equipment. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, yeah, so if you know anyone else that in the military, whatever branch he was in, just the Air Corps, the Air Force Times, Army Times, the Navy Times, and keep them right up to date is what's going on in the military. It's a whole new world. That's why I call in, because the military is something almost out of our sight. If we're not near a military base, we don't even see the military, you know. So
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, just keep.
And Suleiman, he's still in the military.
Uh huh.
My
right,
son,
okay.
Suleiman. Yeah. Suleiman. He went there when he was older. He joined when he was older and passed all the physical tests and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Suleiman. Okay. So I just wanted to make that comment, you know.
Yes, sir. I hear what you're saying. I'm going to pass it on.
Right. Okay.
I know you was in the military, too. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I was in the Air Force. I did some traveling myself. Like I said, a lot of times we don't even, if we're not around a military base, we don't even see the military people. We don't see the uniform. We see nothing about it. It's more like a invisible world. If you know around a military installation, it's like a world that they can see.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Okay, I'll get off now then. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum so much. Brother Ibrahim, will you close us out with a dua? Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, sir. I would have been lying in the time that regime. But I should be. إِنَّا لَنْسَانَ لَأَفِي كُسْتُبِي إِلَّا لَدِينَ آمِنُ وَعَمِنُوا صَالِحَاتِ وَتَوَصَلْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَصَلْ بِالصَّبْرِ I mean, everybody be safe and have a nice night.
Inshallah,
we see everybody tomorrow. Inshallah.
Everybody.
Muhammad, how's our sister doing?
She's doing great. Still going, moving forward, progress. She should be back home this way, May or Tuesday, inshallah. You know, always be about 4 miles from him. So she's doing good. Yes, sir.
Muhammad, military man.
That's right.
I don't think Muhammad got out of the army yet.
You don't get out of none of these worlds. Allah is the Lord of all these worlds, so you got a right to visit all of them.
We thank a lot, man.
And everybody be safe. Assalamu alaikum.
Please say a dua. Please say a prayer, a good hard prayer for Yusuf Clare Muhammad STEM School. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah,
and,
we will.
You know, and our children, it's up for our children. And let's stay on it. Let's stay focused. So if y'all can really pray for Yusuf Clare Muhammad STEM School, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam.